Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam International and welcome to the weekly Thursday morning edition of Household Express, a program that's dedicated to all your homemaking needs. I am Sister Amara and delighted to be in your company up to 11 a.m. this morning. Well, before I commence with today's program and give you a whole lineup of what you can expect today, I'd like to take a moment to actually say Jazakallah to all our KZN fans and listeners, and Jazakallah for all your kind words and your comments and how you enjoy the Household Express. Well, unfortunately, I couldn't make it to the launch of the Radio Islam KZN studios. And but inshallah, don't despair, I will be in Durban during December, and you can come and meet me there, and also I will be doing a live program from there, and I will definitely keep you updated. But nevertheless, Jazakallah for all your kind words and your comments and how you enjoy the Household Express. And that was actually relayed by all my colleagues here, and I say Jazakallah to you as well. And well, let's get back to today's program. Well, a bumper-packed program coming your way this lovely summer's Thursday morning. We're actually going to commence with a health segment, and it's tips to stop snoring. And we also have, I'd like to also know, you know, what does your partner sound like when he or she snores? You can send us an SMS or a WhatsApp on 082-565-8648. Thereafter, we move on to the cooking and the home, sorry about that, the homemaking and cooking segment is basically combined today. And my guest is Sister Jamila Sayed, and she's the author of the newly launched recipe book, Cooking and Baking Creations. And Sister Jamila will also be sharing two of her delicious recipes. And she's going to be sharing a red velvet melting moments biscuit and a lamb biryani. So these are some lovely recipes. Sister Jamila has actually been so kind enough to actually share that with us on Radio Islam as well. And she's also telling us all about her newly launched book, like I said, Cooking and Baking Creations. In the meantime, let's move on to the health segment. And but before I forget, let me give you my SMS or my WhatsApp number. It's 082-565-8648. Now, what is snoring? Snoring is the snorting and rattling sound made by the vibration of the airway tissue at the back of the mouth, nose and throat during sleep as you breathe in and out. It occurs because of a partial blockage in the airways due to the relaxation of the muscles holding them open. Now, snoring is very common, with as many as 40% of adults being affected. It is twice as common in men as in women and is known to increase with age. Now, snoring can cause sleep disturbance for both the snorer and those around them, leading to symptoms of excessive daytime sleepiness, reduced mental function, emotional upset, and relationship issues as well. If severe, it can also be an early warning sign of obstructive sleep apnea, whereby people intermittently struggle or stop breathing during the night. Now, receiving help for sleep-related breathing disorders is essential, as they are linked to an increased risk of traffic accidents and cardiovascular disease. Now, there are various reasons why people snore, but let me just take you through some of the natural remedies or tips that help you stop snoring. The first one is sleep on your side. It is suggested that people are more susceptible to snoring when they sleep on their back. Researchers suggest to sleep on your side to get a comfortable night's sleep. This sleep position will make sure that the base of the tongue will not collapse into the back of the throat, which can narrow the airway and prevent proper breathing. Another one is elevate your head. When you go to sleep, try to elevate your head to take pressure off the airway to make breathing easier. And it is also suggested to raise the head of the bed by putting blocks under the bedposts. A simple alternative is to prop your upper body with pillows to allow oxygen to go through your airways. Then another thing is throat and tongue exercises. It is also recommended that snorers to do throat and tongue exercises to strengthen these body parts so they are less likely to slip backwards. And here's an exercise. Begin by simply putting your upper and lower molars together lightly. Next, open your mouth, focusing on pressing your molars as wide apart as you can without overstretching. Repeat this 10 to 20 times. After about 5 to 10 times, you should feel your jaw muscles strengthening and the back of your mouth opening up. Then also inhale steam. Before you go to bed, place your head over a steam bowl, covering it with a towel to clear out and reduce swelling in your nasal passages. You can add a few drops of essential oil to open up your nostrils and relieve nasal congestion. Then many people actually get themselves a mouth guard, and this is actually an anti-snoring mouth guard which you can purchase from your pharmacy. And another thing is also, you know, to lose weight. There's also another tip for snoring. Then they say if hugging a pillow doesn't help, you can ace the problem with service from a sewn-in tennis ball. Here's how. Sew a little pouch on the back of your pajama top and tuck a tennis ball inside. At night, if you start to roll on your back while you're sleeping, you'll get a nudge from the tennis ball, prompting you to get back on your side. And I've heard about that as well. Another one is to actually gargle with a peppermint mouthwash to shrink the lining of your nose and throat. This is especially effective if your snoring is a temporary condition caused by a head cold or an allergy. Then you can also have an herbal tea, and you can make a herbal tea by stinging nettle. That's basically a herb. It's called stinging nettle. To make the tea, pour 1 cup of boiling water over a tablespoon of dried leaf available in your health food stores, and the herb is called stinging nettle. And then lastly, dry air can contribute to snoring. Now, there are lots of ways to do battle with dry air. A humidifier or steam vaporizer in the bedroom can keep your air passages moist. Just be sure to clean it regularly, following the manufacturer's instructions. So just before bedtime, fill a bowl with hot water, drape a towel over your head, bend over the bowl so your nose is roughly 15 centimeters from the water, and breathe deeply through your nose for a few minutes. Well, that was some natural tips to stop snoring. And let's go for a short break. When we come back, you're going to be joined by Sister Jamila, and she's from Amzinto in the KZN province. And she will be telling us all about her newly launched book called Cooking and Baking Creation. Stay tuned. Today I'm going to be chatting to Sister Jamila Sayed, who is the author of the newly launched recipe book called Cooking and Baking Creations. Now, Cooking and Baking Creations is a very unique book that's filled with some easy, elaborate recipes with creative and inspirational combination of flavors and ingredients that you can find in nearly every grocery store. A book that's built on taste and flavor, focusing on dishes that are simple and accessible for teens, new brides, bachelors, and chefs. Let's welcome Sister Jamila. Assalamu alaikum. Jamila, how are you?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillah, Sister Amara, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, and it gives me great pleasure to welcome you to the airways of Radio Islam. I understand it's the first time on the air.
Gee.
Okay, don't worry, don't be nervous. I'll make you feel so comfortable.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. Sister Jamila, you have just launched your very first book called Cooking and Baking Creations. Can you tell us more about it and how it came about?
Okay, this book was inspired by my social media followers. They are the reason behind this book. I've always had a passion for cooking and baking, but didn't have the time to indulge in it. Until recently, when about 2 years ago, my son took over my business, which I was running for 15 years. This gave me the opportunity to finally fulfill my passion. I started posting my simple everyday meals on social media, and the response I received was overwhelming, alhamdulillah. I had daily requests for recipes and advices on cooking and baking from people all over the globe. My inspiration also came from my dear sweet friend Zurwa from Dubai. This book was initiated by her encouragement. So yes, this is how this book came about.
Alhamdulillah. And Sister Jamila, I understand you're from Amzinto.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Amzinto is home to you. Now, where exactly is Amzinto? And many people don't know where is Amzinto. I know it's in the KZN province, but mm-hmm. where about?
Amzinto is a very small town situated on the south coast of Durban.
Okay. Now, your front cover page features the purple ombre cake. What's so special about this cake?
Gee, the purple ombre cake was destined for the cover page. It really took no planning or thinking of. It just happened, and alhamdulillah, it turned out to be pure perfection.
Absolutely, yes.
Gee, alhamdulillah. What makes this cake so special is that it is an absolutely simple recipe, but amazingly delicious at the same time. This recipe can be used to make simple cupcakes for a quick tea time treat, or if decorated creatively, can be turned into a stunning cake for a special occasion. It is the purple ombre cake on the cover page that sold the book, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, yes. Now, you know, coming back to your book, Jamila, how many categories are there in your book?
I have 6 categories in my book. It starts with refreshing drinks, which will be perfect for the summer. We have a section on light meals, for those who don't know what to cook days. A main meal section with easy-to-follow recipes, perfect for entertaining guests. And you will also find yummy tea time treats in our cakes, biscuits, and dessert section. All the recipes in the book are accompanied with beautifully illustrated full-page pictures, which will capture your imagination and leave your taste buds tingling.
Yes, indeed, I agree with you, yes. And how do you stay inspired to create new recipes, Sister Jamila?
Alhamdulillah, again, credit goes to social media. My friends and followers keep me inspired.
Okay. Now, what are some of your favorite recipes from your own home this time of the year?
There's so many favorite recipes, but okay, the Kiki's chicken is definitely a winner in my home and almost every other home. Custard biscuits is my family favorite. A container can barely last 2 days. Lamb biryani is a speciality amongst many others.
Okay, yes. And you know, you sound like you're such an expert cook as well. And tell me, do you substitute ingredients?
Most of my recipes have ingredients which most kitchens stock. Therefore, there is no real need to substitute. I do, however, chop and change spices according to preference and what's in my cupboard.
Okay. Now, also, you know, as a great cook, as a chef, as an author of a recipe book, I know it's your first book.
Gee.
What is that one kitchen or baking tool that you simply cannot live without?
I think this would be my Kenwood baking machine, which was passed down to me from my late mum. It is more than 30 years old and works brilliantly. I'll never survive my kitchen adventures without my baking machine.
Okay.
Gee.
And Sister Jamila, what do you hope your recipe book will accomplish for those who will use it?
Alhamdulillah, I hope that my simple and easy-to-follow recipes will inspire budding chefs as well as working mums to whip up delicious meals in a jiffy. And to all my kitchen fanatics who cook with passion, to take pride and serve their meals with style and elegance. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Lovely words, that. And how has the response been thus far? I mean, how long have you launched your book now?
Alhamdulillah, it's only through the grace and the blessings of Almighty Allah that this book has been a huge success. The reviews and the compliments have been astounding. We sold all 2,000 copies in just 3 weeks. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
So we are currently reprinting a limited amount of copies due to public demand.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Well, Jamila, we're going to go for a short break. When we come back, we're going to share with the listeners, you're actually going to share with us 2 lovely recipes. Red velvet melting moments.
Yes.
It sounds absolutely melting moments in your mouth, yes? And then I'm actually looking forward to the lamb biryani. So we're going to go for a break, and when we come back, the listeners can actually get their pens and papers, recipe books on hand to jot down these lovely recipes. It's a red velvet melting moments biscuit and a lamb biryani that Sister Jamila is going to be sharing with us. So stay tuned.
You are tuned to Household Express on Radio Islam International.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And my guest online is from Amzinto in KZN province, and it's Sister Jamila, and she's the author of the newly launched recipe book, Cooking and Baking Creations. Now, before the break, Sister Jamila gave us some inspiration and how she came about of compiling her first recipe book, and about some of her favorite recipes. Let's now go on to the recipe segment. And Jamila is going to be sharing with us 2 lovely recipes. It's a red velvet melting moments biscuit and a lamb biryani. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back, Jamila.
Alaykum salam. Shukran, Sister Amara.
Yes. Let's commence with the red velvet melting moments.
Okay, alhamdulillah, the red velvet melting moment was one of the very first recipes that I've put together. Okay, so red velvet melting moments, the ingredients. 250 grams of butter. Half cup icing sugar. Half cup corn flour. 1 teaspoon vanilla essence. 1.5 tablespoon Moyer's crimson pink food color. 1/2 teaspoon of salt. 1.5 cups of flour. Method. Cream butter and sugar well. Add food color and vanilla and mix well. Add the corn flour and salt. Add flour to make a soft dough. Cut shapes or nozzle onto a baking pan. Bake at 160 degrees for 15 minutes. Cream cheese icing. 113 grams of cream cheese. 1 tablespoon butter. 1 cup icing sugar. The method for cream cheese icing. Beat the cream cheese and butter well together. Add the sifted icing sugar and beat well. Sandwich biscuits when cold. Store biscuits in the fridge and bring to room temperature before serving.
Jamila, this biscuit sounds really very, very tasty. I'm just going to quickly run down the ingredients for the listeners again. Okay. The ingredients for the red velvet melting moments is 250 grams butter, 1/2 cup icing sugar, 1/2 cup corn flour, which is also maizena, 1 teaspoon of vanilla essence, 1.5 tablespoon of crimson pink food color, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and 1.5 cups flour. For the method, to cream butter and sugar well, add color and vanilla and mix. Then you add your corn flour and salt and you mix it. Then you add flour to make a soft dough. More flour can be added to make the dough soft. Then you can either cut into shapes or you can nozzle it. Am I right, Jamila?
Yes.
Okay, but I think it would be better to nozzle it.
It looks better nozzled.
Because it's very soft dough.
Yes.
And it will nozzle very well, yes?
Yes.
Then you can bake at 160 degrees for 15 minutes. Now you need to make up a cream cheese icing. You will actually require 113 grams of cream cheese, 1 tablespoon of butter, and 1 cup icing sugar. You beat cream cheese and butter well. You add sifted icing sugar and beat. You sandwich biscuits when cold. Store biscuits in fridge and bring to room temperature before serving. Why do you need to store the biscuits in the fridge, Jamila?
It's because of the cream cheese icing.
Okay, and because it's quite hot now.
Gee.
Okay. And so that's a red velvet melting moment. Let's now go on to, I'm sure this is also your favorite recipe, a lamb biryani recipe. And I see it's quite different from the normal biryani recipes as well. So it's always nice to try different biryani recipes. And it's also nice to share different biryani recipes. So go ahead, share the lamb biryani recipe.
Okay, for lamb biryani, 1 kg of lamb pieces, 1 tablespoon ginger garlic paste, 1 tablespoon lemon juice, 2 teaspoons of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric powder, 3 teaspoons chili powder, and I prefer to use Kashmiri chili powder, 1 teaspoon dana jiru, 1 teaspoon garam masala, 2 teaspoons crushed jiru, 4 whole ilachi, 2 sticks of cinnamon, 1 teaspoon whole jiru, 1/2 teaspoon zafran essence, 1 curry spoon of fried onions, 1/2 cup of mash, 3 tomatoes grated, 1 onion grated, 1 sachet of tomato paste, 1/4 cup of fresh cream, and a few fresh green chili. 4 potatoes chopped or cut up, colored with egg yellow food color and fried. 1 cup of boiled masoor. You will boil it with 1/4 teaspoon of turmeric and 1 teaspoon of salt. 2.5 cup rice, which is pre-cooked. 1/4 cup of ghee and 1/4 cup of oil. Topping for the rice. 2 tablespoon ghee. quarter teaspoon Zaffron essence, 1 tablespoon fried onion, 1/2 cup of water. Now for the method. Marinate lamb pieces with all the ingredients besides potato, masoor and rice. Put the oil and ghee into a pot and heat. Add the marinated lamb and cook for 1/2 hour. Add the fried potatoes and cook for a further 20 minutes. Sprinkle the masoor over. Cover the masoor layer with a foil. Make holes on the foil with a knife. Place pre-cooked rice over the foil. Drizzle some ghee, the zaffron, and fried onions over the rice. Sprinkle water over. Turn the sides of the foil over the rice. You can now steam this in a preheated oven on 180 degrees for 1 hour.
Jazakallah for this lovely recipe. A very different biryani recipe. Let me quickly repeat it again to the listeners and we're going to chat about it. Okay. The ingredients for the lamb biryani is 1 kilogram of lamb pieces, 1 tablespoon ginger garlic paste, 1 tablespoon lemon juice, 2 teaspoons salt, 1/2 teaspoon turmeric that you added, 3 teaspoons chili powder, 1 teaspoon dana jeera powder, 1 teaspoon garam masala, 2 teaspoons crushed jeera, 4 whole ilachi, 2 stick cinnamon, 1 teaspoon of whole jeera, 1/2 teaspoon of saffron essence, 1 curry spoon fried onions, 1/2 cup maas. Now, maas is your sour milk. I know the Durbanites like to use the word maas, but here in Johannesburg, Gauteng, we actually say sour milk. So many of the listeners also would want to know really what is maas. So maas is basically your sour milk. 3 grated tomatoes, 1 grated onion, 1 sachet tomato paste, 1/4 cup fresh cream, 1 few green chilies, 4 medium potatoes cut up, colored with egg yellow food color and fried. Then you will also require 1 cup boiled masoor, boiled with 1/4 teaspoon turmeric and 1 teaspoon salt, 2 1/2 cups rice that has been boiled, 1 curry spoon ghee, 2 curry spoons oil. Then for top of rice, you will require 2 tablespoons ghee, 1/4 teaspoon saffron essence, 1 tablespoon fried onions, 1/2 cup water. Now for the method, you marinate your lamb with all the ingredients besides potatoes, masoor and rice. Put oil and ghee in a pot and heat. Add lamb and cook for 1/2 hour. Add potatoes and cook for further 20 minutes. Then you sprinkle masoor over, cover with a layer of foil, make holes on foil with a knife, place pre-cooked rice over foil, drizzle ghee, saffron and fried onion over rice, sprinkle water over rice, turn sides of foil over rice, steam in preheated oven over 180 degrees for 1 hour. Now, Jamila, again, a very different recipe, and I notice now here, you're actually cooking it. You're not steaming it. You're actually cooking your meat. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. So basically, you're going to marinate your lamb in all the in all your spices, besides now your potatoes, your masoor, and your rice.
Yes, correct.
Then you're going to put your ghee and oil in a pot. Then you're going to cook your lamb for 1/2 hour.
Yes.
Okay. Now, why do you do it this way?
So it speeds up the process in the oven. Then you just need to leave it only 1 hour if it's cooked halfway on the stove.
Okay, correct, yes. And then you're going to add your potatoes and cook it for further. Then I see you've actually taken a piece of foil to put it over your curry. Am I right?
Gee, that's correct.
Okay, then you're going to throw your rice over it.
Gee.
And in that way, it will steam out quicker as well.
Gee, and by making holes on the foil, then the steam, it allows the steam to come through the rice.
Okay. Now, here's a question. When you're going to dish out biryani, you're going to dish out the rice and then remove the foil.
I dish out the rice first normally into another pot.
Yes.
And then I remove the foil and then you can dish out the masala.
Oh, this is absolutely divine. And it's so simple, a very simple, easy yet exotic lamb biryani recipe.
Absolutely.
Very different indeed, yes. Okay, JazakAllah for sharing. Well, we're going to go for another break. When we come back, I'm going to be actually opening the lines to all our listeners out there. And you can ask Sister Jamila any questions or concerns as well. Give her feedback on her book as well. Have you tried any of her recipes in your book as well? Or any of her cooking and baking questions or concerns. We've also got an expert on the line from Amzinto today. So you can go ahead and call in. Our number to dial is 011-854-1548. You can SMS or WhatsApp me on 082-565-8648. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Sister Jamila, welcome back. Jamila, I've got feedback here on Instagram from a very dear friend of mine, which I haven't met yet, and I'm hoping to meet her soon. Sister Aisha Dokrat from Botswana. She says, Assalamu alaikum, Amara and Sister Jamila, JazakAllah for a lovely program. What a coincidence. I bought the rest of the book yesterday, went through the book. I love recipes with pictures and it's bright and appealing. And she says, today I tried the kebab recipe, which is with lemon butter sauce. And she says, it's absolutely divine indeed, and she actually loves your book. JazakAllah for that, Sister Aisha.
Ji, alhamdulillah.
Okay, then another one says, okay, here's a question coming through. I actually wanted to know, what's the difference between lamb and mutton, and what actually cooks faster, lamb and mutton, lamb or mutton?
The lamb is actually, does cook faster. The mutton is a bit tougher, it takes more longer. So I prefer to use lamb.
Okay, and also another thing, when it comes to fried onions, right? If you fried onions, can you leave it, is it better to leave it in the fridge?
Fried onions, I prefer keeping it in the fridge or in the freezer, G.
Alright, and then also, I see you actually use Kashmiri spice, okay? What actually is Kashmiri spice?
Kashmiri spice is actually a sort of a chili powder. It's a Kashmiri chili powder you're talking about, or the Kashmiri spice. There's a difference between Kashmiri chili powder.
Okay, give us a difference between both.
The Kashmiri chili powder is it's a very beautiful color. It gives the food a very, very nice color compared to the other chili powders that we use.
Mm-hmm.
And the Kashmiri spice is a spice. I normally use the Spice Delight brand, which can be used for different chicken recipes.
Mm-hmm.
So the spice is different and the chili powder is different.
Okay. And tell me, with the Kashmiri spice, what can you use it in? How many dishes can you use it in? Can you use it for all types of dishes, meat, chicken, fish?
I personally use it mostly for chicken dishes.
Okay.
Jeez.
And then a listener wants to know, the Kashmiri chilies, is it more stronger than your ordinary chilies?
It is a bit stronger. So you don't use so much, because it is a bit stronger than the normal chili powder, G.
Okay. Then another listener says she needed a cream cheese icing recipe. And also another listener wanted to know, can she use the same cream cheese icing for the melting moments on a carrot cake topping?
You can.
You can use it.
You can use it.
Okay. But you just need to keep it in the fridge, I suppose, yes.
G.
Okay. And, we're going to go on to now, okay. This listener says, Sister Amara, Walaikum Salaam, simply waiting to get hold of Sister Jamila's recipe book. And also she was asking a question, why is it that my onions don't become crisp?
Onions becoming crisp, maybe she's not frying it in deep enough oil.
All right, okay. So another good point you brought on, Sister Jamila, that you can all learn from is, when you're frying onions, how do you go about frying your onions?
Personally, I wouldn't lie to you. I prefer the ready fried onions. They work perfect for me. I know everybody says that they love the home fried onions and they got a different smell, but my meals come out amazingly delicious with the ready fried onions.
Okay, JazakAllah for sharing. Then my colleague and my dear friend, Sister Zakira Ansar Mia, she says, I know Sister Jamila personally, and she says, also my brook on your recipe book. Recipe sounds delicious, definitely going to try. JazakAllah for that. And this sister says, Assalamu alaikum, Sister Amara. Once again, JazakAllah for a wonderful program. I would like to ask Sister Jamila if she has a recipe for brinjal and amli achar.
No, Dot, sorry.
Okay.
Not for that.
Okay, then another one, another question, Jamila, is can mutton be substituted for lamb?
It can be substituted, but your cooking process will be a bit longer.
Yes, okay. And another one wants to know, do you use meat tenderizer?
Nope, not at all.
Okay. Some feedback on the Kashmiri spice. This one says Kashmiri spice does wonders to mutton karai, color and taste to mutton karai, beautiful. And I agree with the sister as well.
Okay.
And another question also is, Sister Jamila, okay, another question coming through. The sister wants to know, why does her cakes crack on the top?
Cakes cracking on the top?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes if you have extra sugar in the cake, or sometimes even if you open the oven door too quickly.
Okay.
Before the cake rises enough, that's what happens.
Okay. So once you've put your cake in the oven, okay, when should you open your oven door? Should you never open it? Do you have to open it?
Just open it 5 minutes before the time is the given time for baking.
Okay.
Not before that.
Okay. All right. And, okay, now another listener wants to know, on for this lamb biryani, which rice is better to use?
Basmati rice would be the best.
Okay. And she wants to know also, what brand of rice and how should you cook it?
I use the Maharani brand, mm-hmm. which doesn't need soaking. You wash it and cook it at the same time. And it takes for the biryani, because it doesn't need to be fully cooked, you will only cook it for maybe about 15 minutes.
Okay, okay. Jazakallah for that. Mm-hmm. Then she says, another question that came through is saffron essence. Why are you using saffron essence? And can you use the normal saffron that we normally, you know, purchase, the saffron strings?
You can use the saffron strings. It's, I know the saffron strings are much more expensive than the normal saffron essence that you get in the bottle. And as you see, my recipes are quick and easy, so that is why I use the saffron essence.
Okay. Another question, Jamila. I use a cream cheese powder. It looks like clam. Sorry, it's not a question, it's feedback. And it's a tip also. She says she uses cream cheese powder. It looks like clam. And cream cheese icing stays out. Don't have to refrigerate. So another great tip here.
That's
enough for sharing, yes. So, okay, we've got one caller online. Let's take our caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Sister, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, and you?
And you're calling us from?
From Lanesha.
From Lanesha. Welcome to the program, sister.
Jazakallah, you're doing an awesome job.
Jazakallah.
A quick question. Where is this book available from?
Okay, we won't be giving the contact number for the agent. I won't be giving it on air, but you can contact Sister Faiza. Call her on the radio station 011-854-7022, and she will give you the agent's number.
Okay.
Jazakallah for calling, sister. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Well, Jazakallah for that, sister, who called in. And remember, our lines are open for any of your questions or concerns, cooking and baking. We've got an expert on the studio, not in the studio, but online from Amzinto. And her name is Sister Jamila, and she's the author of the Cooking and Baking Creations book, a newly launched book. So this one says, okay, sorry I missed out on how much baking powder to use for the biscuits. Also, and the coloring to use and how much. Okay, Jamila?
In the red velvet.
Yes, the red velvet.
The red velvet doesn't require any baking powder.
Baking powder, yes.
No.
Because it has corn flour, am I correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and the pink food color, that's a crimson one, is 1.5 tablespoons. Okay, so I hope the listener has got that. Then this one says another question, why does my cupcakes become sticky or shiny on top after a little while?
That's also extra sugar. When it's extra sugar, it becomes sticky on the top.
Okay. Okay, another listener wants to know, where is a cream cheese available? All right, let's get one of our listeners actually send that message in for the cream cheese. Where can you actually purchase the cream cheese powder from? I'm sure at your local spice store, at your baking, on the baking shelves, you will be able to purchase that as well. Then another question, Sister Jamila, is what is the quickest way to cook steaks or tenderize steaks?
How to tenderize steaks?
Yes.
Steak actually doesn't take too much of time to cook. We normally dry it out by cooking it for too long.
Mm-hmm.
So it's best to pan grill it and serve it immediately.
Okay. When you say pan grilled, that means you can, what type of pan would you suggest we actually pan grill steaks in?
You get these non-stick grilling pans which have lines on it.
Mm-hmm.
Those are perfect for grilling steaks.
Okay. And just some feedback on the cream cheese powder. It is available at your specialized baking shop, Stock Cream Cheese Powder. Jazakallah for sharing to the listener as well. Then also, okay, when it comes to cakes as well, the sister wants to know, why don't her cakes rise?
When the cake doesn't rise, sometimes it's overbeating. Overbeating causes the cake not to rise.
Okay, let's go to our second caller online. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sister Amara.
Ji, how are you, brother?
Jazakallah for the wonderful program. Don't be surprised the male is calling in.
No, I'm not surprised at all. Jazakallah, I'm actually quite delighted.
I've read the book. It's very interesting. I'm actually just learning to cook now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure it's going to help me tremendously. I just want to wish Jamila Sayyad all the best in the new venture.
Ji, Amin, brother.
Jazakallah.
What have you made from her book already?
Sorry?
What recipe have you made from her book?
No, I didn't. I just got the book last week and I'm still going through it. I went through it. It sounds very interesting and very mouth-watering. And I intend trying it soon because I'm a single person. And I'm sure I'm going to enjoy that book.
Okay, and you make up your own meals and you try different recipes as well.
Inshallah, inshallah. I just want to tell Jamila Sayyad all the best. May Allah grant her good health, happiness, and I believe she's doing a reprint, and I hope all the success in that.
Inshallah, Amin. Jazakallah for calling in, brother. Much appreciated.
Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Sister Amara.
Sister Jamila.
By the way, that was my daddy.
Oh, alhamdulillah, mashallah. So happy for you. It's so nice, very emotional, you know. Father phones in for his daughter. I'm so happy. Jazakallah. Let's go to...
Granting everything of the best in this world and the hereafter.
Ji, Amin.
The words that I've come this far.
Ji, Amin. It's only what our parents do us, absolutely, yes.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's go to our third and last caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you, sister?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you, sister?
I'm okay, and you?
Can you hear, sister?
In the red velvet cupcake, do you need any eggs?
No, it's not a cupcake, sister. It's a biscuit.
Biscuit?
Okay, for the sister, she was listening on air. The red velvet naughty moments is actually a biscuit, not a cake, and there's no eggs required. And for the benefit of our rest of our listeners, that the recipes, the red velvet naughty moment biscuits and the lamb biryani is on the Radio Islam website. Go to radioislam.co.za. If you don't have access to internet, you can call the radio station on 011-854-7022. Ask for Sister Faiza and she will gladly assist you. Well, Jamila, it's been a wonderful interview, very inspiring, very informative. I've learned so much. Listeners have a lot of good feedback on your book as well. And, you know, it's been like a mixed bag. You know, we actually managed to open the lines for the listeners. We actually called in and shared their well wishes for your book as well. And also their cooking and baking questions and concerns as well. And Jazakallah to you for accepting my invitation for the interview as well. And may Allah grant you barakah in your book as well. And many, many happy moments in your kitchen with all the lovely, lovely recipes indeed. And your final remarks for the listeners.
Okay, I would like to take this opportunity to thank these following people, these actually very special people. To my amazing husband for supporting me and assisting me in all my adventures. To my loving daughter, my pillar of strength and the backbone of this project. To my sweet sister Fatima for always being there for me and standing by my side whenever I needed her. To my dad who has become a master chef at the age of 75 after the loss of my mom. It is both my parents' dua that I've come this far, alhamdulillah. May Allah grant my mom and all the other marhumin the highest stages in Jannah and fill their qabr with noor. Ameen.
Ameen.
May Allah bless all the people that love and care and support me in whatever way they do.
Ameen.
Shukran
Ameen.
To you, Amara, for having me on your program.
Always.
And shukran for giving me the courage to do what I never thought I could do. Alhamdulillah.
Jazakallah. Always my pleasure, Sister Mila.
Ameen.
And inshallah, we'll be hearing from you soon, inshallah. And all the best to you and on your new book as well. And is this your first book, eh?
Gee, it's my first book.
Okay, how long did it actually take you to compile this book?
Say again?
How long did it take you to compile the book?
You know, alhamdulillah, this book took no planning, actually. It just happened.
Mm.
Allah knows how it happened, but it happened. But shukar, alhamdulillah, it didn't even take too long. It was basically like about 2 or 3 months.
Alhamdulillah, that's very quick.
Yes.
And Allah grant you many more, and inshallah, more and more books to come from this.
Allah
inshallah,
Allah.
Ameen.
Jazakallah khair once again to you for having me on.
Ameen, my pleasure.
All the people that support me and all the people that are listening, Jazakallah khair to all of you.
Jazakallah, Ameen. Jazakallah, Sister Mila. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam. Well, jazakallah to all those who SMS, those who WhatsApp, those who actually called in as well. Jazakallah to you as well. And jazakallah to my engineer as well. Well, inshallah, next week Auntie Kreja back with me. I missed her today. You know, I always miss Auntie Kreja when she's not in the studio. I just sit all alone. But nevertheless, Jamila kept me company online from Amzinto. Inshallah, back with you next week with Auntie Kreja. So from me, Amara, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.